shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
We're looking this morning in Psalm 25, verse 1, and we don't only need verse 1 this morning because it says this, David being the psalmist here, he says, "To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Very, very important point or practice for a Christian to learn in his Christian life as he walks with God to lift up his soul. The lifting of the soul. The soul needs to be lifted. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 tells us that we are made up of spirit, soul, and body, the three parts of a man or woman, humankind. Three parts, spirit, soul, and body. The spirit first is that apparatus in us, that which is in us that is separated from God because of Adam's sin in the garden. Remember, the day that you sin, you shall surely die. And Adam died spiritually the day that he sinned. And so the part of him that died spiritually immediately upon his sin was his human spirit. His human spirit that was within him, the first part of man, his human spirit. Now, when a person becomes born again, when they're saved, they're regenerated in Titus 3:5. They receive life into that human spirit. It's like a battery that's lost its charge, then gets recharged at salvation. It's like having no energy, no life in it whatsoever, and then there's a recharge or a regeneration that takes place, and the spirit is made alive, Ephesians 2:1. You have he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. You were dead, but now you have been made alive. So that human spirit came alive in you the day you received Christ as your Savior. And the Holy Spirit was the one who infused his life into your human spirit. So you were made alive, and there you abide in Jesus Christ from that moment on, because you're a believer, and you were seated in heavenly places, we're taught, in Ephesians 2 and verse 5. So I was dead, then I received Christ as my Savior, then I was made alive, then I was seated together with Christ in heavenly places. I was elevated to a place in heaven, my spirit was placed in a dimension outside of the natural dimension, but in a dimension that is called heavenly places. And it is where God dwells, and it's where the throne of God is, and so forth. It is outside of this earthly dimension, and it's in another dimension, which is called heavenly places. The human spirit, from that point on, from the point of salvation onward, is in union with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit entered you, dwells in you, and has become one spirit with your spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Your spirit, your human spirit that you had all through your life, dead, now alive, is one spirit now with the Holy Spirit, unified. And your human spirit, therefore, is in the presence of God all the time. because it's one with the Holy Spirit, and it's inside of you, and the Holy Spirit's inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is God in Acts 5:3. So your human spirit is now in the presence of God permanently for all time. It's going on inside of you. You can't see it. It's invisible. And you can't feel it. Occasional goosebump now and then. But other than that, you can't feel it. You can't see it. But nevertheless, the Bible says it's true, and therefore it is. It's inside of me. My spirit is in the presence of God continually. That's where my human spirit dwells. It is through that human spirit that we receive rhema, or illumination. That's the Greek word, illumination, revelation from God. It's a capacity to know the Lord. We receive rhema when we learn, when God is teaching us things. We receive a rhema from God, or an illumination from God, that we realize in our human minds, but that comes to us from God through the Holy Spirit, through our human spirit, and into our minds and hearts. It comes through the Spirit for us to know it. A person needs a rhema, or an illumination from God, to comprehend the Bible. You can be an intellectual genius, study this Bible, and you'll end up with foolishness at the end of it. At the end of your studies, you will sound like a total buffoon when you try to explain the Bible, because your intelligence will never, ever, ever grasp this word. And that's Matthew 13:13. It's hidden from the wise and the prudent and all of that, but revealed to babies. And that would be you. Everybody'd say, wah. There, your babies. And God will reveal it to you through the rhema, through the illumination, which comes from God, the Holy Spirit, into your human spirit, and then into your minds. And so all of a sudden, you've maybe experienced this, hopefully in your Christian life, the light bulb goes on. And it's like you see something about the Lord, or about the Bible, or about His particular truth. And that is a revelation to you. That is an illumination of something that now you comprehend, that you didn't comprehend before. And that is how God teaches us. The human spirit is where we receive these things. We have a capacity to know God through the human spirit that has now been made alive. And we have a capacity now to reflect God out of us to others through the human spirit that is now made alive. The reflection of God through us is often called the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. So we have that capacity now in us because we are born again. We are regenerated. We have been quickened or made alive through the Spirit. The human spirit is the place of communion with God. It's the place we have fellowship with God. It is in the modern vernacular, we could call it a gateway. Some of us have those with our computer. We have that little modem router thing on your desk. It's called a gateway. It's how we receive from the internet, and we send back through the internet, through the gateway. The human spirit and Holy Spirit unionized inside of you is the gateway to God. It's how God communicates to you and how you communicate back to Him. It all happens through the Spirit inside of you, the human spirit, who is now made alive and is in union with the Holy Spirit. So we pray in the Spirit. Goes out through the gateway. We worship God, hopefully in the Spirit. It goes out through that gateway. We learn from the Holy Spirit through the gateway. And we learn first as it comes to us through the Spirit. When you witness to people, you want to witness through the Spirit. You don't want to just give them your intellectual knowledge about God. You want to witness to them spiritually, which may be something totally different every time you open your mouth. It may not be the same patterned thing that you always say to the people, because you're witnessing with the Spirit. That's why you pray before you witness. Fellowshipping, let that be in the Spirit. To be led or guided by God is done through the Spirit. Everything goes through the Spirit. God does not communicate to your flesh. He doesn't have a conversation with the flesh because he has crucified it. In his mind, the flesh is a non-existent entity. He will not communicate with the flesh. He communicates with you through your spirit, and that alone. So if you're not born again, if you're not saved, you can get Bible information, you can get a religious experience, but you're not going to get fellowship and a relationship with God Almighty apart from regeneration. That's just how it is. We receive wisdom through the Spirit. We get God to strengthen us in a trial that comes to us through the Spirit. We receive guidance from God through the Spirit. We're going through a very grievous time about something, and God brings in comfort and peace to us through His Holy Spirit and our human spirit. It comes to us on the inside. And every other provision that we need in life, when it pertains to the psychological and emotional needs of a person, as we go through life, facing, you know, thousands of details of life, thousands of things that we're going to encounter in life, all of the psychological and emotional things that we need come to us from God through the human spirit. It all comes in through the Spirit. So we want to be people that know how to receive and operate spiritually and not just be a carnal Christian. It was what Paul said the Corinthians were. They were a group of church people operating outside of the Spirit. They were carnal. They were not operating in the Spirit. Even though they were speaking in tongues, they were operating outside of the Spirit. Well, the question might be asked, then where'd the tongues come from? But that's a different subject. But they were operating, they were carnal. And he said the whole church is carnal. They're not operating spiritually at all. They're operating out of their flesh. Whatever they do that appears to be religious is done in the strength of their own flesh. But they were still a church, still God's children. He still loved them. He still labored and prayed for them. He still was going to take them to heaven. And on and on it goes. But they still needed to learn how to walk in the Spirit. They needed to learn how to live out of the Spirit and be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman of God. So Ephesians 1:3 says the same thing. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So we have every spiritual blessing, just as we said, every provision for my psychological and emotional needs, my soul and my emotions, every blessing is in the heavenly places. Where am I seated? Together with Christ in heavenly places. So I have a resource of provision in Jesus Christ for every need. Every psychological and emotional need I have a resource in Jesus Christ where I'm seated with Him together, and those things will be ministered to me through my human spirit, now made alive and receptive to the things of God. How does it work? Well, we keep our eyes on Christ.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help.